this room. If you don't know you, my name is Bridget Munger. I work with the Office of Public Affairs in the Department of Environmental Quality. First up, the important information. The restrooms are right out this door. Make a right down the hall. During the actual hearing, if you've not been to one of our public hearings before, they are not in Q&A format. We do not do question and answer. That said, we have a lot of staff here from the Division of Air Quality as well as the department level. Sarah Rice here is our Environmental Justice Coordinator. I am a Communication Specialist with Public Affairs. You can come to us after the hearing with questions. And if you want our contact information and want to follow up with us at a later date for even more information, we're happy to help you with that as well. Another question that has come up is about seating time. That is, having signed up to speak, you wish to transfer your 3 minutes over to another speaker. We will allow people to do that tonight, but only one instance of doing it. In other words, no one will have more than 6 minutes at the podium to speak. With regard to the signs that people have brought in, those are part of the public official record. If you have signs, if you would please go ahead, you can raise the signs up. We want to take some photographs of them. They'll be included in the official record and the hearing officer's report. Okay, and now if you would please be sure they don't block anybody behind you going forward. We have some dignitaries here this evening. A lot of folks from the town of Garysburg, we want to thank them for allowing us to use this meeting space. It is it's the town that is going to be impacted most by the proposed project. We have Ms. Lola Osby here. We have Chief of Police Melvin Garner here. We have Nathaniel Osby, who is the fire chief. We've got Woodrow Harding. Mr. Harding is on the town commission as well. We have with Northampton County Commission, we have Ms. Fannie Green. And with the Board of Education, we have Mr. Kelvin Edwards. And thank you to all of you for coming out tonight to join us as well. Again, thank you so much for coming out. I know a lot of people traveled a long way to get here for this hearing. It's important that we get feedback from the communities impacted by the project.
Okay, good evening, everybody.
There you go. Okay. So, and with that, I guess Heather Sands is going to be our hearing officer tonight, and she will lay out the format for the hearing. We have the room till about 9 o'clock. Keep in mind, we have 3 minutes allotted. We're going to do our best to get through all the speakers. If we do not, the public comment period is still open until November 20th. You can submit comments by email or in writing, U.S. Postal Service. If you want more information, please see me, please see Sarah, or any of the staff members. Thank you so much.
Did you get to that number?
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can everybody hear me? Thank you for joining us tonight. This public hearing will please come to order. My name is Heather Sands. I'm a permit engineer for the North Carolina Division of Air Quality, and I've been appointed to serve as hearing officer tonight. There are other members of the Division Air Quality's Raleigh Regional Office assisting here tonight, and I'd like to introduce them. Please give a little wave as I call your name. We have Patrick Butler, the Regional Supervisor. Charles McEachern, Permit Coordinator. Will Wyke, Acting Compliance Supervisor. Dina Pittman, Permit Engineer. And Jeff Bouchel, Environmental Specialist. My role as hearing officer is to receive your comments, either written or oral, for consideration in the final decision on whether to approve or deny an air quality permit for the Northampton Compressor Station, which will be located at 718 Forest Road in Pleasant Hill. The compressor station is proposed as part of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Project. A copy of the draft air permit and related documents are available on the Department of Environmental Quality website at deq.nc.gov. Under the Hot Topics section, scroll down and you'll see a link to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Project. The draft permit is available at the department's Raleigh Regional Office, and we also have a copy at the registration desk for anyone who wishes to review it tonight. And it's online on the website. First up, Charles McEachern will give a quick presentation on the application for the compressor station air permit and our agency's permitting procedures. Charles?
Thank you.
I have to stand, it just makes it easier. My name is Charles McEachern. I've been a permit engineer with the Division of Air Quality, Raleigh Regional Office for 26 years. I'm also the permits coordinator for my office, so I review all incoming applications and outgoing permits, and I train other engineers on how to write permits. I want to thank you for attending tonight to provide public comment on a permit application submitted to our office for the Northampton Compressor Station. The application seeks approval to construct and operate three compressor turbines equipped with pollution control devices, two emergency generators, and other equipment associated with a natural gas compressor station. The compressors and engines are subject to federal EPA emission standards for oxides of nitrogen, sulfur dioxide, and volatile organic compounds, which are spelled out in the draft permit. Compliance with these rules is expected and will be verified with initial and ongoing performance testing. Fugitive emissions from the pipe flanges, compressors, and valves are subject to federal EPA emission standards and monitoring standards for the control of VOCs and greenhouse gases. The rule requires a repair of gas leaks when they're detected. The draft permit shows the equipment and these regulations, along with additional state rules with emission standards for sulfur dioxide, visible emissions, odor, and fugitive dust. My review of this facility's maximum potential emissions showed to be a small source for fee purposes, since no criteria pollutant emissions projected to exceed 100 tons per year, and federally regulated hazardous air pollutants do not exceed 10 tons per year each, or 25 tons in aggregate. While the facility's air toxic emissions are exempted from North Carolina air toxics rules, I also reviewed these emissions to confirm that none of them exceed our acceptable ambient levels for each pollutant. Again, thank you for being here tonight, and please know that your comments, as well as statements provided by letter or email, will be taken into consideration as this process moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Now we'll hear from people who have signed up to speak tonight. Speakers will be called in the order they signed up at the registration table. If you wish to speak but have not yet signed up, please go over to the registration table and sign up now. As Bridget mentioned, to be sure we have enough time for everyone who wishes to speak, there will be a 3-minute time limit for speakers. If you brought written comments with you this evening, please place them at the registration table, and they will be included in the official record and hearing report. Will White will be our timekeeper. He will be holding up signs indicating when you have 30 seconds left and when your time is up. So now we will hear from those who have signed up to speak.
I'll take that down.
When you're... When your name is called, please come to the podium and clearly state your name. If you represent an organization, please let us know. And please note that the audio of this hearing is being recorded as part of the official record and hearing report. And since we only have one microphone, we're going to put that at the podium. And I'm going to try to speak as loudly as I can for people to hear their name. If you have trouble hearing me, please let us know. Okay, our first speaker is Barbara Exum. Did I say that right?
Good evening. I'd like to start by saying that Sandra Clark has conceded her minutes to me. Again, good evening. I'm Barbara Exum, a resident of Wilson County. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to present my concerns regarding this proposed project. My family's farm is in the direct path of this pipeline project. I'm here this evening to oppose this project, this proposed compressor station and pipeline project. I'm opposed for two main reasons. Number one, the toxic fumes from the compressor station and the pipeline will harm the lives of residents in Northampton County and all other counties along its path. Number two, this project will not foster long-term economic development for Northampton County nor Eastern North Carolina. First, the toxic fumes. Documented reports show that this proposed compressor station and pipeline will emit volatile organic compounds that cause a higher risk of lung and bronchial cancers, respiratory and cardiovascular illnesses, birth defects, sinus problems, and skin irritations. Once in the air, these toxic fumes are colorblind. They will harm both black and white residents in Northampton and the other counties in its path. However, this proposed compressor station and pipeline will disproportionately harm poor and minority residents in North Carolina. And how is that possible, you may ask? Well, it's not a coincidence that Eastern North Carolina was chosen by ACP for this proposed pipeline. It would run through some of the most rural, low-income, economically depressed counties in the state. Now, the white folk in this room may say that's not true because they don't live in low-income, depressed neighborhoods. And that may not be true for them and their particular neighborhoods. But it is certainly true when you look across the state of North Carolina and the communities impacted. They are disproportionately black and brown communities. This is not just my opinion. Independent studies have documented and proven this to be fact. ACP sees us as poor, uneducated, with very little political power, and unable to fight back. They see our lives as a low risk to their business practices. Again, this is not just my opinion. Independent studies have documented and proven this to be fact. Facts that should not be ignored in your review process. The bottom line, this proposed pipeline and compressor station will make a bad situation for minorities even worse by emitting toxic fumes in the environment and increasing environmental health risks for North Carolina residents and, in particular, minority communities. Secondly, this pipeline will not foster long-term economic development. ACP would have us believe that the pipeline will bring jobs, and economic development to Eastern North Carolina. Their mantra is just not true, no matter how often they repeat it. The fine print in their own document cites 17,000 temporary jobs. When their out-of-state contractors finish building the pipeline and go back home, exactly how many jobs will be left in North Carolina? Certainly not 17,000. Regarding the economic development, we all know when industry and manufacturing look to relocate to new communities, the first thing they look at is certainly not natural gas, as ACP would have us believe. Their top concern is always people, the workforce. They look at the makeup of the community, the education system, the quality of life, roads, transportation. Certainly, natural gas is not at the top of their list. ACP and some local officials tout that this project will revitalize communities, bringing young people back for jobs. Well, the truth is, people don't move towards danger, they move away from it. You can't convince young people to relocate to an area or a job when the toxic fumes in the air will jeopardize their health. They are far too smart for that. In closing, I urge you to not sell North Carolina residents short and reject this project because the toxic fumes from the compressor station and the pipeline will harm the lives of residents in Northampton and all the other counties, and the project will just not foster long-term economic development. Read their fine print. Thank you.
Marvin Winstead, Jr.
I'd like to go later in the program, please.
I'm pardon?
I'd like to defer and go later in the program.
Okay. Gary Brown.
Good evening. I'm Gary Brown, Economic Development Director here in Northampton County and a resident of Northampton County. Thank you for the opportunity to comment on the draft air permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Compressor Station to be located here in Northampton. Permitting of this type is not unusual in this county or in North Carolina. Currently, there are, by my count, 37 permits issued by the department and the division, minor, synthetic, and Title V, active in Northampton County. So the permit application by the Atlantic Coast Pipeline for the Northampton County Compressor Station is not unusual, either for Northampton County or Wake or New Hanover or Buncombe. Perhaps what is unusual is the proposed compressor station site, more than 6,100 feet from the nearest commercial structure and more than 7,000 feet from the closest residence. That's quite a buffer, particularly for a minor source permit. A buffer of that scale isn't at all necessary, but it's an example of the steps taken to minimize any potential for impacts. Now, whether it's residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial development, there are consequences to human activity. Our objective here in Northampton County has been to manage that development responsibly. In doing so, we have assessed those options through a realistic prism. For the past 25 years, I've been Economic Development Director here in Northampton County. And during those years, our focus has been on creating sustainable, higher wage employment opportunities for the people who live here and work here, and for the next generation, our children, so they can stay here. We've had success, and we've done that responsibly. Since 2000, the rate of private sector job creation here has exceeded that of the state and nation by more than 20%. Personal per capita income and private sector wages have also grown at a rate greater than that of the state and the nation. But we still have a long way to go. About 3 weeks ago, we submitted site proposals for two new manufacturing projects, a total of $410 million in private investment, 850 jobs. Wages with one company would average $55,000 a year and a phenomenal $87,500 with the other. Both companies want to bring this project down to the ground in the next 18 months, and this company is right in their sweet spot. Earlier today, we submitted revised proposals, which we will believe will eliminate us from the competition. We did that because Piedmont Natural Gas advised that we can't meet the natural gas demand necessary for either project. We thank you for your consideration.
Hope Taylor.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm Hope Taylor with Clean Water for North Carolina. We're a science-based environmental justice organization. It's the extent of potential environmental justice impacts that gets Clean Water for North Carolina involved in a particular issue. And we've never seen an issue with such massive EJ impacts as the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. On Monday, dozens of advocates from across North Carolina, deeply concerned by the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, hand-delivered to the governor and to senior Department of Environmental Quality staff a letter thanking the EQ for rigorous review of several water-related permits and returning three of them as either disapproved or lacking in sufficient information. And we further asked DEQ to do the right thing and deny those permits altogether for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Tonight, we're here in Garysburg, a town part of which is in the high consequence area, meaning the blast zone for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, to ask DEQ to take take a more rigorous job of reviewing the ACP's permit application for this compressor station. especially given the fact that the ACP is in fact not necessary for economic development or residential use of gas in eastern North Carolina, especially considering that it will only increase the electric utility costs for customers in Virginia and North Carolina, and that the site proposed for this compressor station is in a county that is almost 60% African American, and the area around the compressor station is nearly 80% African American. There is no acknowledgement in the permit that the impact of total air pollution from major nearby polluting facilities, including another compressor station in Pleasant Hill with leaking equipment, the Georgia-Pacific mill just above the Virginia border, and the huge Enviva wood pellet plant just a few miles to the southwest would be considered in setting overall limits. Regional modeling and increased monitoring must be required, especially for pollutants like formaldehyde, dust, and odor. In fact, dust and odor control would be completely complaint-driven. The facility is supposed to avoid causing substantive complaints, whatever that is, and if they're found to be the case, they may be required to have dust and odor control plans. We say they must, and those plans must be enforceable. The people of Northampton County and around this proposed compressor station deserve much better than this. We ask that DAQ withdraw this permit and come back with a permit that incorporates these concerns for further review. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Clark.
Good evening, and thank you for this opportunity to speak before this board. The first thing I'd like to say is about 2 years ago, the land agents from Land Coast Pipeline approached myself, and after they left, I came up with this little Bible verse, or the good Lord came up with this Bible verse, and it really fits their land ages very much so. If anybody in here has dealt with them, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's from 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And that's the way I feel about their land ages, because they are not truthful at all. Whatever they tell you is completely opposite of what the truth is. But I've got a few points here I'd like to mention. According to an October 2017 study by Southwestern Pennsylvania Environmental Health Project, every compressor station, not one, not just the Land Coast Pipeline, but every compressor station they studied routinely releases large volumes of chemicals associated with a variety of disease and disorders into the air. Now, when the gentleman spoke a while ago, he talked about feet from the compressor station, feet from the glass on, whatever. But you know what? When you're talking about the air, that involves Fayetteville, that involves Halifax, that involves Northampton County, that involves Raleigh, that involves the whole state. The air involves the whole state, just like the water does. Now, when they were talking about this facility required to... Well, the facility is supposed to. The facility is required to. They like to use those words like that to be able to give themselves a way out when something goes wrong. We did our best. You know what? The builders of Titanic said they did their best. Those astronauts that got on the Challenger, I'm pretty sure they were told that this is guaranteed to go. You know where they're at. And I don't want to be there. I don't want my family to be in that position. But the facility is only required to notify DAQ if there are excessive emissions for 4 or more hours. Do you realize how much can go into your air in 4 hours, especially when you live close to it? Why don't you put it in your backyard? We don't want it ours. And then, what's worse than that, they might even be able to hold off until 9 o'clock the next business day. So when you said 4 hours, I guess that's part of supposed to. Supposed to within 4 hours. Well, they cut themselves a way out. Not till maybe, no problem, 9 o'clock the next day. That's uncalled for. When it comes to my family, I expect 100%. I don't accept, I'm not going to accept supposed to, and I'm not going to
except required. I want it 100%, because you're dealing with my family and my neighbors and their air. And if you can't do that, take your pipeline and go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
Tom Betts.
Thank you. My name is Thomas A. Betts. I'm from Rocky Mount. As a former vice chairman of the Nash County Industrial Development Commission and as a former chairman of the Carolinas Gateway Partnership, I have over 30 years of experience in industrial development. Now, I realize the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is a very emotional issue. Therefore, I request that you put emotion aside and focus on the facts. Fact number one, this supply of clean natural gas will provide thousands of industrial jobs for our area. For example, we had a company inquire in Nash and Edgecombe County 2 weeks ago about locating a facility in our area. They could not come because the current line will not satisfy their requirements. They told us that if the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is built, they will very likely build a large plant in our area and that they are sure that more plants will follow. Now, you know there's no better way to help poor people than to give them a job. A job provides security and dignity. It provides self-respect, and it gives them hope. Now, fact number two, this pipeline is safe because it will be monitored around the clock by specially trained professional employees. It will be constantly inspected. They will have a remote control shutoff valve that activate at the first sign of abnormal activity. They will also have sensors inside the pipeline that will detect dents, erosion, rust, leakage, or pipe joint weakness. This is state-of-the-art equipment and will permit the flow of natural gas safely and efficiently. I urge you to approve this project quickly so that our area can begin to enjoy the many benefits of this pipeline. There is no downside to this project. Thank you.
John Gesso.
Hey, I'd like to cede my time to Rich Worsinger.
Okay. And Mr. Worsinger, you requested to be pushed down. Okay. Doug Hughes.
So you'll just remind me.
Yep.
Good evening. My name is Doug Hughes. I'm a resident of Northampton County in North Carolina. And as the saying goes, I wasn't born here, but I got here as quick as I could. I also serve as vice chairman of the Northampton County Economic Development Commission, and additionally as vice chairman of the Upper Coastal Plains Council of Governments Board. I am serving in these positions because I believe that successful economic development is a must to ensure future growth of our county and our region. I am convinced that completion of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is a key infrastructure need for that development. Manufacturers will not put any big plants anywhere that they can't use natural gas, and that's because their emission requirements for manufacturing have become stricter and stricter. And as an example of keeping companies here in Northampton County, we were able to support an expansion of Severn Peanut by providing them with an extended natural gas pipeline from Piedmont Gas. Without that, they were very willing to take the plant elsewhere, even though it's a family-owned business that's been here since its inception. The compressor station is a vital element in completion of the pipeline, and I have followed development of this project from the beginning. It is my opinion that air quality from the station will not be adversely affected, either by the turbines or the compressor releases. They will be monitored on a regular basis, and if there are any issues, they will be immediately tended to. The pipeline, as you've already heard, is monitored 24/7, 365 days a year at Dominion Energy's Gas Control Center. Experts monitor pressure, temperature, and flow of gas at all times through remote sensors. Additionally, the pipeline and all facilities would be inspected by aerial observation and by foot patrol on a regular basis. Excuse me. The interior of the pipeline would be inspected through the use of sophisticated devices known as smart pigs, which use computerized sensors to detect dense corrosion and other damage and allow repairs to be made immediately when necessary to ensure the integrity of the pipeline. With these safety procedures in place, I see no potential for harm to our environment and more specifically to our air quality. I most strongly recommend that the Department of Environmental Quality approve the air permit. One more line. And again, completion of the pipeline is vital to our continued growth. I just want to add that the Planning Board, the Economic Development Commission, and the Board of Commissioners have all unanimously endorsed this project. Thank you.
Paul Heaton.
My name is Paul Heaton. I'm a local building contractor. And full disclosure, we have a contract to construct the office building next to this compressor station. So I can speak to the fact that economic development and jobs are going to be created locally here through the building of this pipeline. We hire employees. We have for 30 years in this area. I'm a local contractor. We'll be able to hire more employees. We also hire subcontractors that work in this area, and we will be hiring more and more of those for this project. I've listened to some of the concerns that are out there, and surely running a pipeline is a serious operation. But over the years, we've had the opportunity to work with Dominion Power. And if you want anybody to operate something that is a serious venture, they're the ones to do it. They take safety of their employees and the people around their facilities and the people in the general public very seriously. And if it can be done safely, they're the ones that can do it. Thank you.
Fleming Peterson? Did I say that right? Mr. Peterson? Okay, Lib Hutchby?
I'm Lib Hutchby. I live in Orange County, and I'm very much appreciate the opportunity to be in Northampton County. My specific concern tonight that I would like to address is the sound that will come from the compressor. When I heard you read the permit application and the information that I have read, as we all know, our sound comes through the air, but I did not hear the word noise pollution addressed at all. Noise-induced hearing loss is associated with loud sounds and how close we are to those loud sounds. Exposure to sounds of 85 decibels or louder can damage our hearing. And it would also, as we know, put us at risk for noise-induced hearing impairment. Hearing aids cost $2,000 for each ear. It's been my experience with other people of my age and younger that if one does not have insurance to cover these matters, there is no way to actually have a way to pay for the needed hearing aid. So I'm also suggesting that employees who might be at these compressors would risk losing their hearing. So let's go back to 1986. And Wake County passed an ordinance called the Unnecessary Noise Ordinance. It goes something like this. Any expressive, not unnecessary noise, any expressive or unusually loud sound, or any sound which disturbs the peace and quiet of any neighborhood and which does annoy, disturb, injure, or damage and endanger the comfort, repose, healthy peace, and or safety of any person or causes damage to property or businesses. This permit needs to be denied if only because it is very unhealthy to any human or any species that is within 2 miles of this compressor. There's 22,000 horsepower. What decibels would that be? Would certainly not be like you're riding a lawnmower.
Thank you. Elnora Richardson.
Jeff is going to bring some more.
Yeah.
My name is Elnora Richardson. As I stated when I came through the door, I don't know anything about the pipeline. I came here to find out about it. My understanding, I was thinking that he was going to explain to everybody what it's about and then ask questions later. I didn't know you had to speak in the beginning when you don't know what's going on. But by listening at the first lady that gave her report and some of the others, I vote against the pipeline because it seems that it's not healthy for humans at all. And I vote against.
Gary Grant.
Good evening, and thank you all for this opportunity and also to the town of Gettysburg. My name is Gary Grant, and I'm with the Concerned Citizens of Tillery. People will say, well, what does Tillery have to do with the pipeline? Anytime that you start endangering lives, Tillery has a lot to do with whatever you're trying or anyone else is trying to do. Besides that, I own property in Northampton County as well as in Halifax County. I want to say to the audience, all of you need to go back and find a book called Dumping in Dixie by Dr. Robert Bullard, the founder of what's called environmental injustice. It's called Dumping in Dixie. And in case you think Dixie is gone, you're sitting in the middle of it right now. To elected officials who hear the terms state of the art and who hear the terms job creation, We were told that when the industrial hogs jumped from Virginia into North Carolina, and I'm still waiting to find an employee of the hog industry that makes $30,000 a year. It is clear that, as Barbara said when she started, when companies want to do something that's not really acceptable, they look for the easiest course that they think they can find. And that is often, not often, that's always us. Okay? It is people of color, it's poor people, and it is aging communities. And until we all learn to come together on these issues, we will continue to be targeted for this. I'm hearing you're talking about going right over near Pleasant Hill, where there is a nursing facility with senior citizens, and no one, they already can't hear, because I work with a bunch of seniors every Tuesday, and when they get ready to whisper, they go, "Where's the screen?" And I can hear them wherever. But I'm serious. This is serious that you're going to put a pumping station in a community where there is a nursing facility. Northampton County is 54% African American. Halifax County is 53% African American. And no one has said anything about this blast zone that no one's talking about, that when this pipe explodes. And trust me, it will. It's just not a question of will it. The question is, when will it? That's the thing. So I say to you, on behalf of the concerned citizens of Tillery, on behalf of landowners in Halifax and Northampton County, this is not the kind of development that we need, and we ought to be talking about renewable energy rather than Duke and all these other companies getting ready to raise the price on us again for the electricity that comes to our homes. Thank you.
Joshua Pear?
Hello, everybody. My name is Joshua Pear, retired Army chaplain after 40 years of service. And I have seen explosion in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I know what explosion can do. And what I want to know tonight is that what kind of measurement that you all would take to guarantee us that it won't be an explosion or any gas leak? Because the fact that I have been out there, and I think that, from my knowledge, at any time that you have any gas leaks, there is an explosion. That is it can be an explosion. And I am a concerned citizen because the fact that after 40 years being in the military, retired 3 years ago, and I love Northampton County, and I could have probably retired anywhere, probably around the world, but I chose my hometown because there's no place like home. And I know that uneducated, that we get, or you all get, poor neighborhoods come, and that some folks feel that African American or even country white folks, and I'm just going to be honest, that we don't know anything, so we pick the lowest community that we don't know any better. Folks don't come out. We don't care that as you all look at us. So, and then we have folks that put these pipelines in, and they're making billions of dollars. And where does it lead us? Who pays the medical bill if there is an explosion? I heard a lot from this thing that, the dust in the air, I think some kind of methylene chloride, all this different stuff. And I think that our communities should be aware of what's happening, how dangerous this can be. And again, that explosion is not beautiful. And I don't know that who benefit from it, and even that folks that they say, okay, we'll give you $1 million, $2 million to let this pipeline go through our land, and we feel like that we have done something great. But I just want the committee to just to do the research on this and before in approval, because I do know what the disclosure can do. Thank you very much.
Dave Hoke.
My name is Dave Hoke. I represent the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and the Union Trades Electricians of North and South Carolina, predominantly here in North Carolina for the past 10 years. I like to attest the fact of the integrity of the union trades, the craftsmanship. I like to explain to the folks here that the workers that will be on this project go through a 5-year training program, Department of Labor certified, and college accredited program. They get continuing education. They are OSHA 10, OSHA 30 certified. They are all kinds of certifications. This will be done at least from the sub-trades, the crafts, and the skilled crafts at the highest level. We will continue to monitor on our end of the union trades. We're very professional. We're very safe. I can attest to the fact, having been an electrical worker for the past 35 years and now working for the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, that any of our workers that are on these sites are the utmost safe. They're not going to put themselves into any situation that is deadly, and they're not going to work on projects that are bad for the environment. I agree with a couple of gentlemen spoke here for workforce development. We're here to create long, sustainable jobs, and the union trades are happy to be a part of that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Catherine Glover.
I first want to start by Susan Glover has conceded her 3 minutes to me as well. Good evening. My name is Catherine Glover, and with the exception of the few years I spent in Raleigh at North Carolina State University, in the first few years of my career, I have been a lifelong resident of Seaboard, North Carolina. Northampton County will always be my home and will be the home where my fiance and I hope to raise our future children. I am here today to offer my support of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and am asking that the Department of Environmental Quality approve the draft air permit in question. To preface my thoughts today, I want to share 2 things. I first commend each of you on both the regulatory and the Atlantic Coast Pipeline sides of this issue for the job that you are doing. I understand how difficult it can be to find common ground and to bring people with all different opinions together for hearings such as this one tonight, and eventually come to a consensus about what is best for not only the citizens represented here today, but those in surrounding counties, those in search of and in need of employment, the local and state economy, and each of us that are afforded the luxury of simply being able to turn on our lights or heat our homes because of natural gas that will be provided by the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Secondly, in the effort of transparency, I am employed by Glover Construction Company, Incorporated. I am the third generation of a family business, and our corporate office is located across from the nearby proposed Northampton Compressor Station in Pleasant Hill, and is also located adjacent to the nursing home that was mentioned in prior comments that has been closed for the last 5 years, which anyone who lived or had researched this project in the proposed area would have known. In addition to this, our office is located within a mile of an existing compressor station for the Columbia Pipeline that has been operating safely for over 45 years and whose pipeline has run across 2 parcels of our family's land for as long with no incidents. Today I'm here for 2 reasons. As both a citizen and on behalf of Glover Construction, As a citizen, my family farm, in addition to five other parcels of land owned by members of our family, will be crossed by the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. This project has been unopposed as we look back at the proven safety of the Columbia Pipeline, having had no incidents over the last 45 years on our properties or in our communities. And we have considered the integrity, advancement, and stringent requirements of local, state, and federal agencies of a new pipeline being built today. On behalf of Glover Construction, we would like to express our support for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. We welcome potential new jobs, employees, and businesses to the small, rural Pleasant Hill community. For 65 years, our company has striven to not only better our community in Pleasant Hill, our county economy, and the hundreds of families who have been employed by our company, who have in turn been able to provide for their own families. As a company, we understand how essential the pipeline is to providing natural gas to rural areas like our own. As a contractor who specializes in max excavation and grading, landfill construction, and commercial site work, we get safety, and we understand that this is a concern to some. However, just as it is in our company, safety along the pipeline is technologically advanced. Supervisors and employees are continuously trained, and risk management and detection measures are in place to help create a positive culture and safe environment in which we all live, work, and play. The transporting of natural gas via pipeline is a proven safer method of transport than on road, by rail, or by port, and it allows for easier accessibility in the process. As far as the process and safety concerns, aside from the daily operations that involve the constant monitoring and utilization of shutoff valves, these things are designed to detect damages and risk. Today's pipeline has undergone thousands of hours of review, design, and hearings in forums such as the one tonight to simply be able to provide a consumable and natural gas that most would consider a necessity. Myself, our family, and our business are again here today in support of the pipeline and recognize the importance of the availability and accessibility of natural gas that will be provided to heat and light our homes, our businesses, our churches, and our communities. We're appreciative to companies like Dominion and Duke Energy for the opportunity to provide necessities, even in the rural areas, that offer comfort for each of our families here in the room today and provide jobs in our communities and stimulate the economy because of the services they have to offer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess for the 6 minute people, I'll do the 2 minute.
Christy Etheridge.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you for coming tonight. I appreciate your presence. I'm here on behalf of the people of North Carolina and the children of North Carolina. Population has increased in America by 75 million in 27 years. So it's apparent that we're increasing energy and expending more heat every day. I don't see how anyone with common sense cannot see this. So why would we be okay for adding more energy and more pollutants to the air? Have compassion for your mother you stand upon and the children that we bear, and their children, because they don't have a chance right now to take care of what is about in front of us. The day humans started pushing undisclosed chemicals into the earth to obtain gas for us to utilize for energy is the day all of this has gone downhill. I realize it's making jobs. We all need jobs. I'm hiring every day at the restaurant I work at. People aren't coming to work. That's the problem. But back to what I was saying. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. No, I'm not really good at microphones. But my point is, once you put the chemicals in the earth, you can't clean it up without more chemicals. So just vote with your heart and don't vote with your pocketbook. Look past the immediate. Look at the future. I'm asking you to just vote against this. I'm going to throw one quote out after all these quotes I've been hearing. I have 3 minutes, right?
Yep, yeah, a minute and a half.
Good. Awesome. George Bush said this. George W. Bush said this. Good stewardship of the environment is not just a personal responsibility. It is a public value. Our duty is to use the land well, and sometimes not to use it at all. This is our responsibility as citizens, but more than that, it is our calling of stewards of the earth. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you.
Teresa Vick.
My name is Teresa Vick. I work with Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League, and it's good to be home in Northampton County. I lived here in 2009. Intended to go back, but that didn't work, and I'm back here working with folks across eastern North Carolina on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Because I am from Northampton County, I want to say something right up front. I know that the good folks are going to say, all of those outsiders, all of those people who don't live here. But many of the people that live in this, community, as well as live along the proposed pipeline, will be impacted by the decision made on this compressor station. So their opinion is just as important and just should be just as respected as anybody's. I also know from being in Northampton County that we've been here before with promises of jobs, with promises of all this wonderful stuff, with ThermalCam back in the 1990s. Some of you may remember that. That's how I got involved in the grassroots environmental movement. Let's do the hazardous waste incinerator. And I changed all my comments because, and I always do. that's a couple of things I wanted to say, but I wanted to point out that compressor stations are major emission sources. And there have been recent studies that have shown that people who live near, and I don't know how far, away, but I know some of them were a quarter of a mile, maybe further, who have lived near compressor stations have found that benzene has been found in their blood and in their urine significantly higher than those who do not live near compressor stations. I do a lot of work on fracking in North Carolina, so I'm real familiar with this industry. Another thing that Liv brought up was the noise. I have a noise that I could play for you, but I won't because it doesn't seem to want to work. But they are very noisy facilities, and if you've ever heard a compressor station blow down, which I have, sounds like the world's coming to an end. They go 24/7, and there's not a break from it. I actually went to the compressor station up near Pleasant Hill and did a little bit of grassroots air monitoring. Picked up some measurable formaldehyde near that facility. There's nothing else around there but that compressor station and the natural gas infrastructure that goes with it. Just on my little inexpensive formaldehyde meter. But one thing I will say this, and we will be submitting additional technical comments, that the day-to-day emissions are highly episodic and can create periods of potentially extreme exposures. These permit limits and estimates are averages. They do not reflect the day-to-day operations of such a compressor station. Thank you.
David Neal.
Good evening. I'm David Neal. I'm with the Southern Environmental Law Center, and we'll be submitting written comments by the deadline as well. But we wanted to come to Gettysburg tonight and show support for some of our grassroots partners. One of the main concerns that we have with the Northampton Compressor Station and the draft permit is Atlantic's decision to put it in this community, just north of here. We're concerned about the cumulative effect of the air pollution from a number of major sources of pollution in this area. We're just under 2 miles from the Georgia Pacific plywood facility that's a major source of air pollution. Just about 7 miles from the Aviva wood pellet plant. Just 2 miles from the other compressor station that was just talked about in Pleasant Hill. A gas-fired power plant that's under construction in Virginia, and another one that's in operation just about 30 miles away. And a number of other significant sources of air pollution in this very rural community. A previous speaker mentioned 37 permits for air polluters in this area. So under DEQ's long-standing environmental equity policy, we would ask the department to withdraw this permit and to consider these other facilities that are close to the proposed Northampton compressor station, to do a very refined proximity analysis, a demographic analysis, and consider whether there are special health risks based on the population here, in addition to assessing the cumulative impact from this source of air pollution. Now, a health report, a health assessment from the Northampton County Health Department shows that the community is already susceptible, unusually susceptible to additional health pollution, the health risks from pollution. 22% reported having a diagnosis of asthma, 64% reported high blood pressure. And the three leading causes of death in Northampton County, according to the Northampton Health Department, are cancer, heart disease, and chronic respiratory disease, all of which are made worse by exposure to this form of air pollution. As has already been mentioned, within the census block group where Atlantic has proposed to put the Northampton compressor station, 79% of the population is African American. 32% of the census tract is below, at or below, the federal poverty level. So again, we would ask the Department of Air Quality to withdraw the draft permit, require modeling of the air pollution, monitoring of the background air pollution, and a more comprehensive health assessment of this community. The carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrogen oxide, volatile organic compounds, fine particulate matter, which we know will come from a facility like this, are all known to exacerbate the health problems that were already found in this community. Thank you very much.
John Wagner. Yeah, I was going to say, let's wait a second till that finishes, please.
We are right next door to the fire station.
One more? Okay, one more.
Thank you. It won't cut into your time.
Yeah, definitely not.
That wouldn't be fair.
Okay, do we have all clear, do you think? Is that it? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is John Wagner. I'm a resident of Chatham County, and I hope that everyone will take a look at the handout which DEQ provided, and please pay attention to this rectangle on the left-hand side, which shows the tons per year of different toxins that will be released. And what I want to address is the fact that those are the average amounts over a year. And even during normal admissions, the levels go up and down a huge amount. But when you get into blowdowns and fugitive admissions and accidents, the rates can be incredibly high, and the spikes are a huge issue, which the average over a year does not address. But those spikes are what affects people's health. These facilities release a stew of pollutants, including formaldehyde, which has been linked to cancer, and benzene, which has been linked to brain damage and birth defects and cancer. I want to talk about a friend of mine who lives in Susquehanna County in Pennsylvania. And she lived a mile from a large compressor station. and was having health effects and smelled odors of formaldehyde and was having trouble breathing. And she called DEQ, and they said, you know, that's anecdotal. We really can't come out and do anything about that. So she decided to start collecting data and worked with a group of citizens and started monitoring formaldehyde levels and the particulate levels with her own equipment. And they took weather conditions and recorded the data and sent it to DEQ in Pennsylvania. And DEQ sent someone out, and they looked around and said, I don't smell anything. I don't see any particulates. And they left, even though she had data that she had collected. She kept this up, and she kept sending the data to DEQ. And finally, they sent high-quality monitors out. And for 18 days, they monitored the levels, and there were very large spikes that were dangerous to her health. She ended up abandoning her home. She had to leave because of the health conditions and moved out of the entire area. So, the gas industry referred to Northampton as a host community, but they're not going to be hosts if you let this happen, except in the sense of host to parasites. They'll be a host to Duke Energy's draining of their health, their resources, and the vitality of this community. And I really ask you to look at the short-term spikes. May I say one more thing? I spoke with Mike Abrazinski last month and talked to him about the fact that DEQ does not have mobile air quality monitoring sites. And he said, we just can't afford it. Okay. So if you can't...
Your time is up.
If you can't monitor those spikes, you shouldn't let it happen.
Thank you. Karen Bearden.
Already stated about the dangers and health consequences of the stupid ACP, I asked the North Carolina Department of Quality to deny the permit for the Northampton Air Compressor Station. Just this week, two studies have been released that are connected to this proposed ACP pipeline and compressor station. The study called Fumes Across the Fence Line, the health impacts of air pollution from oil and gas facilities on African American communities, was published just yesterday by the Clean Air Task Force and the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The title was, This is an Emergency, 1 Million African Americans Live Near Oil and Gas Facilities. Another report, exposure to air pollution is known to cause a vast array of respiratory health problems, but a new study researches at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health have determined that air pollution can also weaken bones. The paper published in the Lancet Respiratory Health is the first to document the rates of hospital admissions for bone fractures in communities with elevated levels of ambient particulate matter. Risk of bone fracture admissions is greatest in low-income communities. In the U.S., air pollution is especially high in poor communities. Let's stop wasting our time on talking about building more fossil fuels and please move to a just transition to renewable energy. Thank you.
Fanny Green.
Good evening. As she stated, I'm Fanny Green. I'm one of the commissioners for Northampton County Board of Commissioners. Some years ago, when I was first elected as a county commissioner, my goal was to start out doing something positive for our community, for our county. giving back to our county, making things better for our county. And that has been my goal and have accomplished quite a bit of that. We have lots of accomplishments over the 15-some years that I've served, and we are very pleased with that. This the pipeline is one of the things that we are dealing with right now, and we are pleased. Northampton County Commissioners are very pleased and excited to be here today. We continue to watch the progress of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The County Commissioners signed a resolution back in 2014, and we believe that the county, this county was one of the first counties to serve or to sign in Northampton County. Throughout the last 3 years, representatives of the company has been in constant contact with us, keeping us up to date as to how things are going and where we're going. They've been great partners with us, and we appreciate it. I joined my county manager, the economic developer, other representatives that you heard from Northampton County who have worked very hard in getting this program or this piece as far as it is right now, and we thank them for their work. The pipeline, as you know, there is a gas pipeline that's already here, right here at the tracks, and has been here for about 30 years. We have had no problem with that pipeline. There's also another pipeline up 46th, about a mile, 2 miles from here. We haven't had any problem with that pipeline. And there is no business that's going to come to Northampton County when they find out we don't have any gas here available, because many companies, our Lowe's distribution center right up the road has gas. That's been here at least 10, 12 years, and it's done well. We haven't had any problem with them. So there are lots of benefits to having this pipeline. It's going to help our people. That has been my goal. We want to improve things in Northampton County. We've worked hard to do that, and we'll continue to do that. And if I thought that it was going to be something bad for Northampton County, I would be the very first person to say no. But so far, we are very pleased, and we are thankful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Andy Warner.
Good evening. My name is Andy Warner. I'm a chemical engineer by training. I currently work as an environmental consultant. I oversaw the development of this air permit application for the compressor station. And I can say from the beginning of this project, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline made the decision to include best-in-class equipment, that they would install best-in-class equipment to minimize emissions from the facility. What that meant was they selected lowest emitting compression turbines available, and then on top of that, voluntarily installed additional controls to further reduce emissions from the operation. But what does that mean? It means that the source will not only meet, but it will exceed both state and federal emission standards. It also means that on top of what we've seen, but you can also look at Charles mentioned at the beginning of the hearing, the reviews that DEQ has made on this project from the state perspective. In addition, there was mentions of FERC earlier, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. As part of this interstate pipeline project, the project was also subject to FERC review. That meant that this compressor station, as well as other ones along the pipeline, were subject to ambient air quality modeling to assess how are the emissions from this going to match up against federal air quality standards. And that report is available, show that they will be well below the federal air quality standards. That report's available at a link on the North Carolina DEQ website as well. I do want to point out that report, the FERC assessment, which is an environmental impact statement, goes across a wide range of media. It also does include an assessment of the noise impacts from the facility, which were mentioned earlier. There was discussion about the 85 decibel criteria. The FERC assessment level is 55 decibels, which is orders of magnitude lower sound than the 85 that was mentioned earlier. Again, all available within the FERC docket in terms of the assessment that was made and showing that the station will not present a unreasonable noise risk. And I just want to add, from my perspective, as someone who's been doing air permitting for about 10 years and has overseen a number of air permit applications for a wide range of facilities and a large number of compressor stations, I can honestly say by the decisions that the Atlantic Coast Pipeline has made with the equipment that's going to be installed and voluntarily installing extra control devices that aren't federally required or required by state regulations, that you have a very low emitting facility, and I think you'd be very hard-pressed to find a compressor station anywhere in the country that actually has a lower emission profile than the one that's proposed here. Thank you for your time.
Belinda Joyner.
Good evening. My name is Belinda Joyner, concerned citizen of Northampton County, Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Who benefits? Surely not the citizens that's going to be paying for it. Dominion Power, Duke Energy, and those associated with them. And notice I said those associated with them because if you heard some formal speeches tonight, those who are associated with them, they would be the persons that would benefit from this pipeline. In other words, they can come into our communities and disrupt our livelihood, our homes, our farms, forests, wetlands, and whatever. But I guarantee you, anybody that's employed with Dominion Power, Duke Energy, you will not find a compressor station 50 miles within their home. Because it's not in my community, but I can bring it to your community. And then, you know, I'm so tired of jobs. People saying jobs. Using jobs to benefit them. That word job, I'm going to give you a job. How long will they last? Who going to get them? And then I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm looking around and I see certain gestures when certain people say certain things. Blast zone. Right here in Garrettsburg, so I'm just going, you know, they say we perish for a lack of knowledge, so I want everybody that's on Roosevelt Street, Grant Street, Lincoln Street, Wilson Street, Monroe Street, Washington, Madison, and Thurman, you're in that blast zone, that high consequence. So if that pipeline blow up, this is your community. So now if you're in it and it happened to blow up, you'll be in that area. I'm listening to the gentleman saying how safe it is and nothing will happen. Ask the people in San Bernardino, California in 2010 when it blew up and 8 people died. And nothing is 100%. I don't care what you say, how you do it. We're human and sometimes we falter. All of us make mistakes. So you can't sit here and tell me that you can build a perfect pipeline and there's not going to be any danger to go with it. So now, and then when the jobs are over, when the pipeline is built, when the compressor station or the house out there by the compressor station is built, what's going to happen? The pipeline will still be there. If it was running in my field, then my field is no more good. It's damaged because nobody, well, who's going to buy farmland with a pipeline running through it? So my property is gone. And for those who think that Georgia Pacific is not putting out pollutants, this is a draft from Enviva, which is right up the road from you, that's putting out 2 times the emission that it's supposed to be putting out. So, you know, there are 3 sides to every story, your side, my side, and the truth. If you don't know the truth, you need to try to find it.
Richard Worsinger.
Good evening. I've got John Jessus through.
Yes, I was just going to thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Richard Worsinger. I'm the Director of Energy Resources for the City of Rocky Mountain. The City of Rocky Mountain has both an electric and natural gas utility, and I'm here to speak in support of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. A little bit about me. I have a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering. I'm a licensed professional engineer in North Carolina, and I've been in the electric and natural gas industry for 33 years. As you might know, the natural gas industry is regulated by the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration. They have, as mandated by Congress, they have a 15-member advisory board that advises them on regulations. I happen to serve on that advisory committee. There are 1,000 publicly owned natural gas utilities. These are different than Dominion and Duke. They're owned by their citizens. They're server citizens, represented by the American Public Gas Association in Washington, D.C., and I'm a past chairman of that association. I'm doing this just to let you know I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. City of Rocky Mount is one of those 1,000 publicly owned natural gas utilities. We serve the City of Rocky Mount and Nash and Edgecombe County. We're not for profit. We do what's best for our citizens. We don't do what's best to generate a profit. My role as the Director of Energy Resources is to ensure safe, reliable, and efficient delivery of electricity and natural gas for our citizens. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline will help me fulfill my responsibilities for that delivery of safe, reliable, and efficient electricity and natural gas. First, I want to talk about the need. There's been this question whether the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is necessary for Duke and Dominion to fuel their natural gas fire generating plants. If this pipeline is not built, Duke will use the gas from the existing pipeline, and that constrains our current supply. That is going to drive up the cost to the citizens of Rocky Mount for the natural gas we get now. Second, economic development. I've been in Rocky Mount over 16 years. I've been involved with numerous economic development projects that require a substantial amount of natural gas, more than was available from the City of Rocky Mount or from Piedmont Natural Gas, who we're connected to get our gas supply. These projects require multi-million-dollar reinforcement of Piedmont system, take a number of years, so these companies went elsewhere along with the jobs. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline will provide that volume of gas we need for those industries. There was a speaker earlier talked about an industry that needs that amount of gas. I can tell you I've been involved with a number of them recently, partnering with Dominion, Atlantic Coast Pipeline, to provide that natural gas from the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, City of Rocky Mount, to connect that smaller pipeline to that industry. This is what will bring jobs to eastern North Carolina. There's also been a question, well, there's no tap in North Carolina. Well, for a tap to be built, there has to be a need. I have had numerous discussions with Dominion, and they have assured me that as soon as Rocky Mount is ready, whether it's the supply or existing system, or a new development, economic development prospect, the tap is there. As was mentioned, the compressor station not only meets, it exceeds all the federal and state requirements, including the noise regulations. Best-in-class equipment and voluntarily install additional equipment. I think that speaks volumes about how Dominion will build and operate this pipeline. City of Rocky Mount City Council unanimously passed a resolution supporting the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Rocky Mount, cities of Rocky Mount, Greenville, Wilson, Tarboro, and 28 other eastern North Carolina towns and cities are wholesale customers, electric customers of Duke. Without the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, our wholesale power costs will go up. That in turn will cause us to raise our retail rates, and our citizens of these 32 communities in eastern North Carolina will pay higher electric bills. Today, the organization they're part of, the North Carolina Eastern Municipal Power Agency, unanimously passed a resolution in support of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Safety. Pipelines are the safest method of transporting energy. There's over 2.5 million miles of gas lines, natural gas pipelines in the United States. Of course, any incident is unacceptable, but those incidents, when they do happen, are extremely rare. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline is built to the highest standards, and it's going to be monitored through multiple methods continuously to ensure no incidents happen there. Other speakers have talked about the existing pipelines that are here, have operated for years with no incidents. And there was also a comment about living near a compressor station. I can tell you Piedmont Natural Gas has a compressor station just outside the City of Rocky Mount. It's less than 5 miles from my home, and there's never been a hand sentence there. Thank you.
Can I ask one clarifying question? You mentioned TAP.
TAP. Connection to the pipeline from the Atlantic Coast Pipeline to City of Rocky Mount's gas distribution system.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cardell Grant? He left? Okay. Okay, Marvin Winstead Jr., you asked to be deferred.
3 minutes.
No, yes, 3 minutes.
I'm Marvin Winstead Jr., I live in central Nash County. I'm an impacted landowner of the proposed route of the land use pipeline. I would like to thank the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality for having us here tonight and the opportunity to speak before you. I'd also like to thank your sister division on water resources for the job they've done thus far. As John Ruppel, an environmental attorney in the trial area, has said, they are doing their job, they've enforced the laws, and they've denied the permits thus far. I hope you will follow along the lead of your sister division, simply look at the laws, look at the proposals, and I think you will come to the same conclusion you will deny the permits. The people who will profit from the ACP are not physically impacted by it. I've read various news reports. I've been aware of this project since I got a letter from Dominion Transmission in May of 2014. And read numerous newspaper articles. I've lost count how many meetings. This is like the 45th, 50th meeting I've attended. And I've traveled several thousand miles because of this proposed project. Read articles where CEO of Dominion, Tom Farrell II, when he's made announcements about it, he hadn't come down to areas like this. He hasn't been down in Eastern North Carolina. He's gone to Wall Street. He's told the Wall Street investors what a great investment opportunity the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is going to be for them. He's not bothered to come down here and see us and tell us what great things it's going to be for us. That's who's going to benefit from it, the investors, not the impacted citizens. They picked the route. At one of the meetings I was at, Michael Thompson, who was the spokesperson for the meeting at the time, told how they flew over the terrain in a helicopter and videotaped the terrain and then went back to their office and replayed the videotape and picked their route. You've heard several people speak tonight how it is unfairly impacting minority communities. So while they were flying around in a helicopter, why couldn't they have picked communities where it wouldn't impact minority communities? Mr. Betts has made his little speech about jobs and left. I wish he was here. I'd like to ask him the question, is he going to write me a personal check for the devaluation of my property, the financial loss I'm going to experience if this pipeline is put across my property? I'm pretty sure the answer I'd get from that if he was still here. He spoke about the safety controls. This is a documented fact. Over 60% of leaks and spills from pipelines were reported by passersby. Not sophisticated, state-of-the-art, latest reporting equipment. Technology reports I've read, the pressure's got to drop by 2% before the alarms go off. Well, this pipeline is proposed to flow 1.5 billion cubic feet per day. You figure 2% of 1.5 billion, that's a whole lot of gas that got leaked before somebody found out about it. And we've also learned we can't trust Dominion. One of their vice presidents recently blabbed down in South Carolina. He's kind of bragging about it. And of course, Dominion's trying to take back the savings he made. It's not going to end at Pembroke. They're looking at going into South Carolina. And they promised us in Eastern North Carolina 1.5 billion cubic feet a day. Now he's telling South Carolina they can get almost 1 billion cubic feet a day. So the math doesn't add up. East Carolina's not going to get what they promised. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take just a 5-minute break. My clock says 7:29. We'll get back at 7:35. 6 minutes. I'm going to run.
Thank you guys for coming back. I heard you switched jobs.
I did. I'm just out. And plus, we're fighting coal ash as well.
Did we ever find out? Did they resubmit?
They have not resubmitted yet.
So that's keeping me busy, meeting with those guys, trying to keep that going. And get really busy with it, along with bringing people in there.
Sheriff's Department?
I am part-time with the Jackson Police Department. Every now and then I can get some hours in. That's about it.
Jackson PD and?
I'm working at the distribution center over in Tarpon. And this NAACP.
You're on the road all the time.
Yeah, no doubt.
So maybe the time commitment.
Because we're looking at 4 weeks here. Secretary, he said, let's look at how what would the group look like. Can you be more than willing to do evenings?
Let me take this back with me, and I'll look at you. We've got a member.
Okay.
And get back up.
But then also, I mean, just a thought, depending on how your group is composed, it might have been more than a good meeting.
Before we get started, we're probably going to have some extra time at the end, so if you wish to speak and have not yet signed up, please head over to the registration table and they'll take your name and we can get you on our list. All right, the next person is Brian Murphy.
Good evening. My name is Brian Murphy, and I own a home in Nashville, North Carolina. If I have a vote or say in the matter, I would like everyone to know that I strongly oppose the issuance of this permit. I reject that any levels of toxic gases should be allowed the opportunity to enter our fresh air. Even if the EPA states they're within acceptable levels, I prefer zero levels to be let out of our environment. Not to mention mistakes and accidents can and will occur. There's no need for this type of energy source to be expanded when safe, reliable green energy is becoming even more stable and lower cost and easier to implement. Between solar, wind, and battery storage, we should invest in energy solutions that are going to be sustainable for the years to come. We should be phasing out energy sources such as coal, gas, and even nuclear, slowly over time, sure. But we should definitely not add new capacity for the generations to come. So just want to keep it short and sweet. I believe that we should not go into toxic energies. I don't believe that natural gas is clean. We have cleaner and better solutions out there. So again, I just want to voice my strong opposition to the issuance of the permit. Thank you for your time.
Erica Smith. Did she? All right.
I'll, is that her title right there?
Yeah, Senator. All right. Ray and Susan Glover, you ceded your time. Okay. Raymond Boone. All right, Tony Burnett.
Good afternoon. My name is Tony Burnett, and I'm the
president of NAACP here in Northampton County. And I'll start with saying thank you all for coming back again. I got an opportunity to meet you and speak with you in Jackson, and also had an opportunity to meet with everyone in Nash County when they had it here. And I'd like to thank all the justice fighters for coming to Northampton County. I'm not a paid lobbyist. I'm not on the payroll of Duke Energy. I have nothing to gain in this. But I've learned a long time ago that you don't stand silent about things that matter. You speak up on it. And I'm here to tell you that we wouldn't be here now if we had a golf course in the same pathway of this proposed pipeline in Pleasant Hill. We would not be here. We would not be here if the population in Pleasant Hill was 75% white. We wouldn't be here. When will we, as a people, stand up for those that cannot stand up for themselves? When will they? I've spent 33 years of my life serving, 10 of it serving this country in the military, and 23 serving my community as a law enforcement officer right here in Northampton County. And I've heard some of the people talk about the other pipeline here in Northampton County. I can sit here and tell you by fact that I had the opportunity of being called out on a call there in Pleasant Hill on Highway 48, being dispatched to that area down there because of a leak. And as I got down there on Highway 48, I could see vapors going across the highway. And I could hear a loud hissing sound coming from that pipeline. And as I exited my patrol car, I smelt a strong odor of gas. The citizens in that area had called the sheriff's office to complain about that because they felt if somebody struck a match down there, that whole area would go up. This is not something that somebody told me. This is something that I witnessed. When I got down there, I was able to place a call to the facility that controlled that station, and those people was able to get down here and shut that off. But those are the same concerns. And this is the same Pleasant Hill that you're proposing to put another pipeline in. We had one on 48, now you're going to bring another one in here. I say enough should be enough. And I am highly, highly against bringing this pipeline into the state of North Carolina. Thank you so much for that.
Did Erica Smith come back in?
I looked. I didn't see her. Okay. I'm not sure she's outside.
Okay. All right. And Raymond Boone did. Okay. All right. Erica Faircloth.
Good evening. My name is Erica Faircloth. I'm here on behalf of Clean Water for North Carolina. I was compelled to speak tonight because my family is at the terminus of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline in Robeson County. My family lives within 2 miles of the proposed project, and so I wanted to give you my comments on this. As required by North Carolina DEQ's longstanding environmental equity policy and its obligations under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, DEQ must consider the project's environmental harms to minority and low-income communities. North Carolina in itself is 22% African American. However, this compressor station is within a census block group where 79% of the population is African American. And I'm echoing that from several other speakers as well. So this would be the third time that you've heard that. This to me is a big red flag. This compressor station and the Atlantic Coast Pipeline are both environmental justice issues. From conducting door-to-door outreach in the town of Garysburg, right here, and around the compressor station, I found that most residents were not aware of the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline or this compressor station. Also from conducting outreach within a half mile of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline route in Sampson, Wilson, Cumberland, and Robeson counties, four more additional counties the Atlantic Coast Pipeline will run through, I found that residents there were also mostly unaware of this project.
of course, their close proximity to the project as well, you know, since they're in a half a mile. Many of those residents closest to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and Compressor Station have not been notified about this project, and that's unacceptable. For those that wish to cite economic development, my people down in Eco Robeson, down in Robeson County, we already have two existing natural gas pipelines. We're one of the poorest regions in the United States. And if you want to talk about economic development, where are the jobs now with these existing pipelines? Where's the economic there isn't any. Energy demand in North Carolina has been flat for years. That's a fact. And it's projected to be flat for years to come. The natural gas we need can come from the existing Transco pipeline. This pipeline is not needed, which means this compressor station is not needed. These projects are an unnecessary risk to public health and safety. PHMSA documents that pipelines built since 2010 fail more than pipelines built before the 1940s. This is because there was a rush to build for the money, because they know they can make that guaranteed 14% profit. That is why they are building more pipelines, not because of need. We don't need this project. We don't need the compressor station. So DAQ, please deny this permit. Thank you.
Matt Glover.
Thank you. I'm Matt Glover. I'm 59 years old. I'm a lifelong resident of Northampton County. I'm vice president of Glover Construction Company, which our headquarters are in Pleasant Hill. The compressor station is within a quarter of a mile of our office. The existing compressor station of Columbia Pipeline is up the road about a half a mile. The Columbia Pipeline crosses two parcels of our land and has done so safely for the last 45 years. My grandmother lived on one of those farms and lived to the ripe age of 87 with no ill effects of anything and no incidences from that pipeline or the compressor station. We're a contractor that works in about 10 southeastern states in the United States. And of those customers of ours, Dominion and Duke are our customers. We do work for both of those. We provide jobs of about 200 people in and around Northampton County. Many of our employees are from this county. We've been in business for over six decades. I'm the second generation of the company. The companies that are going to build this pipeline, Duke and Dominion, primarily, have one of the best safety records of any company on the planet. You never start a day, I just came from a job meeting today. Safety and environment is how you start every meeting, and it's how you start every day on their facilities. The pipeline itself, the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline, crosses six parcels of our family's land. We were dealt with the utmost uprightness by the people that obtained the right-of-ways for this pipeline. One of those parcels is through the farm that I live on. I have no fear of it because it had been behind my grandmother's house for the last 45 years, the Columbia line. And this pipeline will be an improvement on those techniques and safety measures by a great magnitude. The compressor station itself is built, like I said before, like a quarter mile from our home office there in Pleasant Hill. We have no qualms about it because of the safety mechanism that will be built into it, and this venture will be a great economic impact positively for Northampton County in tax revenue, in jobs, and it's not a devaluation of your property because we welcome and dealt with the right way people when it came across our property. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pacific plant next door to us has been closed for many years.
Thank you. Okay, Lucinda Cook.
Then you try those two one more time and then open it up.
I don't have any sort of answers right now. This is kind of spur of the moment. And please forgive me because I have social anxiety disorder. This is scaring the nuts out of me. But I felt the need to speak up because I would like to say that I am 38 years old. I have learning disabilities, and I cannot get a job in this county whatsoever. I know that these people over here are saying that they have jobs, and I'd like to know if any of these people would actually hire me, given I have just a high school diploma. And I don't think they would. I think this wife lady over here who owns a restaurant might hire me, but I don't see anyone providing jobs for people like me. I'm poor. I work two part-time jobs as it is. I have school that I'm trying to go to, which is extremely difficult for me, because I do have learning disabilities. I can only take so many classes at a time, and it takes me a long time to get anywhere. And I don't foresee jobs coming here. And with the environmental impact that this would bring, on top of the lack of, I don't think, jobs for people like me, which I think most of the county is probably like me, if they have a high school diploma at all, would actually benefit us. Now, they're saying, hey, you know, we have XYZ companies who we know are coming, who we're looking for high school diplomas at least. I mean, I can't even get a job Sheets. That's how bad it is. And it's not like Sheets is exactly high skilled. It's a gas station. I've been working in retail since I was 16, and I can't get a job at Sheets. There's too many people who need jobs who are like me and not enough jobs, and I don't see a pipeline bringing jobs. For me, I see them bringing jobs for, you know, the electricians union or steel workers unions or people who have some sort of actual education or have gone to some sort of college or university or technical school to learn a trade. But what about people like us who don't have trades? I don't have a trade. My mother doesn't have a trade. My grandmother can't even go to work. And this is going to affect us all. It's not going to help us. It's just going to pollute things. Like, you know, I have ducks and I have chickens that I raise. What's this going to do to them? What, are my chickens going to die because of this pollution? Or, you know, what's going to happen to them? Thank you. So, please, thank you for your consideration.
Okay, Erica Smith, she come back in? Raymond Boone? Okay, that's all we have signed up for now. Does anybody else wish to sign up and speak?
I'm elected official here in the town of Garrettsburg. I'm on the city council, and I wasn't going to say anything.
Can you please state your name?
Lola Osby.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything. Then I heard something that made me think I do need to say something. And as you can see, I am black. Mm-hmm. I live here in Garrettsburg. I've been on the town council for 35 years. And I'm a proud retiree of Dominion of 38 years. And I can tell you, you cannot find a company with more integrity and a safer company to work for than Dominion. And no, they did not pay me to say this. But I have to say that because I worked there for 38 years and I know their record. I live here in Garrettsburg. I'm on the town council. And if I thought that this was not safe, was not good for us, there's no way I would be forward. But yes, I'm forward, I'm black, and I'm a proud retiree of Dominion.
Thank you. Hey, Anybody else? Okay. I would like to thank you all for joining us this evening and providing your feedback. Based on the information received during tonight's hearing and written comments received during the comment period, I will make a recommendation to the Director of the Division of Air Quality for his consideration in making a final decision on whether to issue an air quality permit to the Northampton Compressor Station. Again, I thank you for your attendance tonight and your interest in the permitting process. This public hearing is adjourned.